Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining me on air is Professor Adrian Puren, and he's the Acting Executive Director of the National Institute for Communicable Diseases. And today we're chatting about how far we are into the third wave and what we foresee happening with the fourth wave. Prof, welcome to the show.
Hi, good afternoon, Chad. Thank you very much for the opportunity to speak to you and your listeners. Thank you.
Professor, all of us want to know about this third wave. We saw that it supposedly peaked, it went down. We now see in the Western Cape and KwaZulu-Natal that there seems to be a rise in numbers. How far are we into this third wave, and is there an end in sight?
So, Chad, I think it's one of those difficult questions. I think overall, I think the cases are declining, but I think once you start, looking at the different provinces, you can certainly see different pictures. So I think Gauteng, Limpopo, and Mpumalanga, I think there's certainly good evidence to show that the numbers of cases are certainly declining in those particular provinces. When you look at, for example, the Free State, this ongoing transmission, it has, I think, peaked, but there's still a plateau of ongoing transmission. However, when you look at the Western Cape and KwaZulu-Natal, you can certainly see a marked increase in the numbers of cases there. And in fact, if you look at the positivity rates in those provinces and some of the other provinces, it's still a substantial or significant degree of positivity. So again, I know more testing needs to be done just to get a better picture, but I think that those two provinces are of still concern. So again, when you look at hospitalizations and deaths, and those two provinces in particular will certainly show a high degree of deaths and hospitalizations. So it's a mixed bag. So I think that Gauteng at least will approach the end of its particular third wave, perhaps in the next few days. However, I think the other provinces, in particular Western Cape and KZN, are certainly not showing any indication at this particular point that they are actually have reached their particular peaks. And therefore, I think the third wave for those particular provinces and some of the other provinces are still ongoing over the next few weeks at least, yes.
Professor, we don't want to jump the gun, but we've seen in other countries that there's certain issues pertaining to the fact that they've already experienced third waves and may actually be going into fourth waves. Is this a reality? Is this the correct news we've seen? And is there a possibility we could also go into a fourth wave?
It is possible that we will go into the fourth wave. You know, we always say we should try to prevent as much infections as possible to avoid that. I think what will possibly affect us, and it has affected other countries, is certainly the presence of the vaccine campaign. So I think that will certainly ameliorate, I would hope, the extent of that particular so-called fourth wave. But it's also around the fact that we need to ensure that those non-pharmaceutical interventions that we've really been going on about for almost 18 months now certainly continue to be enforced or encouraged as much as is possible. Because I think the wearing of the masks, the physical distancing, the hand hygiene, the ability to manage the numbers in terms of who can come together in terms of those particular numbers and the congregant events and so forth. If we can manage to control some of those particular aspects still and encourage people to adhere to those non-pharmaceutical interventions, I think the fourth wave may well take on a different picture, at least. Maybe not to the same extent, but at least the numbers may well be there because the vaccine will, you can still have infections when being vaccinated. But I think what will be really critical is to try and ameliorate and prevent hospitalizations and deaths at least in that so-called fourth wave.
You spoke about the importance of vaccination. Are we still seeing that momentum that was growing a couple of weeks ago? Are we seeing this happening? Do you think it will grow even more with the younger generation being allowed to register in the coming weeks and their rollout happening?
Yes, I think it's really critical that we encourage people to vaccinate, not only in that particular younger age group, and I hope that they will be accepting of the vaccine, but it's also the other older age groups, in particular the groups where we do know that there's a higher degree of mortality, are those in the specific age groups above 60 and above, as well as in the presence of so-called comorbidities, such as obesity, respiratory diseases and cardiac diseases. So I think it's really important that across the spectrum of South Africa that we do encourage people to be vaccinated. And in particular, those individuals who are receiving the Pfizer vaccine, in the context of our current circulating Delta variant, certainly to have that second dose. I know that with Johnson & Johnson, as you know, there's a single dose, and we've seen that it is an effective vaccine in terms of preventing hospitalizations. So I think, and death. So I think it's really going to be critical that those individuals who are receiving the Pfizer receive both doses, because that's the most effective way in which we can prevent hospitalizations and death.
Professor, thank you for joining us this afternoon. We look forward to chatting to you again soon.
Thank you very much, Chad. Thank you.